Throughout the show, we're going to meet veterans from right here in our listening area. And our next veteran, he is a comedian. Or tries to be, right, John?
That's right. That's right. That was my second choice.
His name is John Wentling, and he's from right here in York County. And you are a veteran. So, John, we first want to start off by saying thank you.
It's my honor.
Let's just tell our audience about your time in service, the branch you served in, why you wanted to serve our country. Let us understand your service.
Well, I was drafted into the Army. I was working for the airline industry in 1964, 65. I was drafted, actually went to the Marine Corps recruiter, and I was accepted. I went back to my manager, and he told me if I go into service for 4 years, I would not have my job held for me. That was a lie. I was 18. I didn't know. I'm not a whole lot smarter at 79. So anyway, I wound up in the Army, and I became an Army artillery instructor for 8-inch self-propelled howitzers. Now, my unit, I did go through Republic of Vietnam training. We were scheduled to go, and I was at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. I got TDY, temporary duty, to a training for 6 weeks at Fort Bliss, Texas. Well, that 6 weeks went to 13 weeks. There's something about military intelligence that just doesn't work out always. And so when I got back to Fort Sill, my unit was gone. And the plane was gone. So anyway,
you're just standing alone out there on the tarmac.
Yeah, I was just looking around, and so like I went to the headquarters battery to see the first sergeant. And I said, I was a sergeant at the time, an E5, and I said, Sarge, I said, Top, how do I catch up to the unit? He said, you got to go see the colonel. Now, you just had a colonel in here. My colonels were a whole lot meaner. Trust me on this. So. When you're 18 or 19 years old, that's like going to see the principal. Mm. So I report, I salute, and I said, sir, reporting as ordered. And he said, what's on your mind, Sergeant? I said, well, Sergeant, I said, I'm 7th Battalion, 8th Artillery, and I was in Fort Bliss TDY, and they're gone, and I want to know how I catch up with them. And he said, well, you're now a training sergeant. And I just looked at him, and I said, training sergeant, and he looked up at me and he real quietly said, Sergeant Wentling, exactly which word did I say that you did not understand? I saluted him about face, and I was a training sergeant for 18 months, and that's the story.
Wow.
So was that like a promotion?
No. I'm actually wearing hearing aids because of that training.
So what did you train exactly? What did that look like, John?
We did simulated battle.
In air quotes, he did.
Yeah, simulated. To the best we knew in the 60s. It was 7 weeks of classroom training and 7 weeks of firing the weapons out in the field. Now, an 8-inch self-propeller howitzer had a 11-man crew, 11 or 13, and depending what you were doing. And it was 35 feet long, 10 wide, 10 high, and shot a 200-pound round 18 miles. So it made a big bang. And back then, our ear protection was this.
He's putting his fingers in his ears.
So, oh, yeah, that's right. They can't see me.
Some people can.
Yeah.
My wife asked me that this morning. I said, no. I said, I looked at my phone. It said it's only on the radio.
Now we're on the. Did you not listen to our intro, John?
That's why I heard it. That's how I learned.
And I'll full disclosure, John and I go back several years, so we do joke it and. Yeah.
I'm trying to behave.
Yeah, he really is. We ask him to comment on something before the microphone's turned off, and that's why we test the waters beforehand. We knew that was not a question to ask him when the microphones were on. So today's Veterans Day. So when you look around at our country and just the outpouring of love that veterans today have versus ones that you saw during your time, it's got to make you feel proud of where we are. And the more that we can say thank you to our veterans.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in it a bad time, but in my heart of heart, I believe everything happens for a reason. Mm. And I think even though I did not face combat, I'm not a combat veteran, but I was in from 65, active duty 65 to 67. Mm. If we were going off post, we were told to wear civilian attire, do not wear our uniforms. People did call us baby killers. They did spit on us, even though just because we were there. Unfortunately, the people were mad at the messenger, not at the. So, but that said, looking back, I have two sons that are retired Marines. I have a granddaughter that's in the Marine Corps in E7. I got a grandson in the Marine Corps, another grandson in another Marine Corps. My brother served, my daughter-in-law served. I think because of us, they're treated much better today. And so I'm fine with that. I mean, there's things, you know, you look back on in life, and as time rolls on, things get better. So I think it served a purpose. They probably didn't want it to turn out that way, but unfortunately, good always wins. Sun always shines in darkness.
That's right. What a legacy that that you are leaving, John. And you brought up a good point with the generation with you, behind you, and your grandkids. What would you say to young men and women who are contemplating enlisting into the military?
I'd say go for it. And it changes your whole life. It changes how you look at things. You're more to the rubber to the road kind of a personality. You get the training, you go in there. You could be a big person, a small person. You could be a arrogant person or a meek person. But by the time you get through basic training, you've learned respect. You've learned how to take orders. You've learned how to rationalize situations. You know, Marine Corps has a improvise, adapt, and overcome. And that's life. That's life. All through life. There, things pop up, and you've got to react, and you've got to use common sense to do it.
I'm going to write that down.
Well, common sense is hard to find nowadays.
Well, I think it's going to change. I think it changes in the air.
John says he's got three friends. Me and Ashley are two. His other friend we saw Friday during the Tribute to Veterans celebration. We invited him. He didn't come. So you really only... You need new friends, John.
I saw him, you know, we had the Veterans Day ceremony at hospice and community care, which I'm on the Veterans Council there. I'm on the honor guard with the American Legion. I'm the chaplain for 15 years for the Marine Corps League. So he said, I'll go, but I don't want to say anything. Well, if you can't see him or he doesn't say it. Now, if I'd have known that it was on Channel 2, then he could have sat here and just looked.
Pretty?
I stopped there because I thought of who I was talking about. I don't want to lie. Jesus doesn't like that.
If we ever do a roast myself, I want John to be one of the roasters.
Okay.
I absolutely love your sense of humor, John. I met you through from some family friends, but also through your work at hospice, and just find your delivery just a lot of fun. And the fact that you're a veteran, you just went several more notches up in the respect ladder. And I just so appreciate you and so many other veterans. And to the response you gave to Ashley's question about why should you enlist, I think that would help people understand that get frustrated maybe politically with certain things or feel like they don't make a difference in their community on how they can get involved. A lot of our schools have ROTC programs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily destined to become part of the military, but you learn that. To be honest with you, we didn't have it when I was in school, and I wish we would have, just so I can understand the formats and the respect and the different branches and how to salute and just some of the basic stuff that all Americans should know what to do, for sure.
Another place we missed the mark is when we stopped the draft. Drafting, you know, now we have an all-volunteer military, and they do, but I was drafted, and I'm sure it made me a better person, absolutely sure.
Well, so. We thank you for your service, John. We also thank and appreciate your humor a lot more, too. So thank you so much for that, John. Yeah, he is an avid listener of our show and will yes. text me updates here and there. But, John, thank you so much. And
only when I hear something that I know you're wrong on.
We need friends like that.
That's
we
right.
We need friends like that, John.
Surround yourself with no people. We say that a lot on this show, so you're part of the no crew. All right. John Wintling is one of our many veterans from right here in York County. Fantastic guy. John, thank you again so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.